Amen, amen. We get the joy this week of receiving a going away gift from Julian as he treks off to tech soon. And then next week, we get to receive a going away gift from Renee as she treks off somewhere deep in East Texas, SFA, I think. So we get another solo next week, in case you didn't know. I'm excited. Our scripture lesson this morning is a familiar one to many of us, I'm sure. Comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, as well as 8 through 16. Hear now the words of our God. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old. And Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith, without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. This is the word of God for you and for me, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? O God, in these words, may we find faith to move mountains. Amen and amen. Forgive me through this sermon if I fall asleep in my own sermon. It's because I didn't sleep last night, but maybe an hour and a half. Insomnia is not fun, but you've heard me say that before. It happens about every 3 months for me. But if I fall asleep, feel free to take the cue or wake me up. If you are like me, and you may or may not be, whenever you hear the word faith, what is your go-to definition? It's probably the very first verse that I just read, or at least some version of it, whether it's from the NRSV, the NIV, the King James Version, Sheila, your definition of faith probably has this familiar ring to it. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And if you are like me, for the longest time, I thought, well, that's just kind of repetitive, isn't it? Isn't it just saying pretty much the same thing in the first half of the sentence as the second half of the sentence? But whenever you look a little bit deeper into that definition of faith that we are given in the letter to the Hebrews, there is a comma in the middle for a very important reason. In this definition, we have separate sides of faith that feed into one another. The first and the second join together as one to create our whole definition of faith, and that is what we are going to dive into this morning. First of all, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. As you've heard me say a couple of times already this morning, foundation. A foundation that we build. A foundation that is built within us by God is part of that first part of the definition. It is a foundation or a confidence of belief, a place to stand from which one can hope. Let me say that again, a place from which to stand, from which one can hope. It is being so grounded in what you know about God, that hope is not just some flimsy thing out there that you hope for. But that hope is grounded so much in your foundation in God that it's something that you truly believe, you truly know, you truly understand. Something that you can then look forward to. Which leads us to the second part of that definition, the conviction of things not seen. That grounding from the first part. That orients us toward the future then, and gives courage to move forward. So the two portions that you see are to stand in your foundation and look forward, but then to move forward. To move forward, launching into the unknown of God's promises for you, the unknown of God's call for you, the unknown of everything, your life. I'm sure most of you, again, are like me, in that in times in our lives, we find ourselves in solely one of these sides of this definition. We find comfort in our foundation, where we're standing. We look forward to the hope, but we don't want to move. We look out into the beauty that God has laid before us. But we're so comfortable in our foundation that we don't want to shake it or risk it. We stay right there. And then there are other times where we're so unsure of our foundation that we just kind of leave it behind and go, not knowing where or how or why we go, but we simply go forward. Knowing that even though there might not be strong foundation behind us, we can move forward and eventually find that once again. But faith is the feeding of one into the other. Faith is finding your foundation, your strong base. Looking forward into glory and then going into glory. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. We have many stories of faith in this chapter. Yes, I know a couple of them were skipped over in this text. I hope that you will read through the different stories. The stories of Abel, the story of Enoch, the story of Noah, and there are several more throughout this entire chapter of faith. And I hope you will look into how all of these exemplify the beauty of foundational and going in faith. But first, today we will embrace Abraham in faith. Abraham had to ground himself, Abraham and Sarah, had to ground themselves in the promise that God would deliver upon them great nations. And as Angie said this morning, Abraham was no spring chicken. Sarah was no spring chicken. Yes, maybe when they thought of these promises as they were younger, they thought, oh, okay, well, we can have multiple kids and those kids can have kids and our nation can multiply beyond belief after that. But as years and decades drove on, doubt had to have crept into their minds, you would think. And yet, by faith, they held firm in the foundation of the promises of God, knowing that God's hope for them was to establish great generations. Knowing that God's promise for them was to bear Isaac. Knowing that even in their too old to bear children age, that they would find the promise of God come to light in beauty, and thus, in the humor of the moment, they name him Isaac. Which, yes, means literally laughter. Can you imagine that they would hearken back on God's promise and the awkwardness of the year after year after year of saying, surely God cannot fulfill this promise. And yet, as Isaac is running around, they say, laughter, eat all your vegetables. Laughter, stop messing with the farm animals. Laughter. Why are you so dirty? And so in the moment, they realize that the foundation that they found in God for all those years, even if the promise fulfilled was a little bit humorous, it was simply fulfilled. And then second, Abraham and Sarah hold fast to the promise of land. They knew that they were being called. Yes, they were nomadic people. They never stayed in the same place for too long. They were living in tents. And yet they trusted that in the promise of these many descendants, in the promise of this great land, that they would see that promise fulfilled if they continued to follow God's call upon their lives. By faith, they kept moving and kept moving and kept moving. And yes, in the end, verse 13 puts a downer on all of these. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. Faith is not an easy thing to uphold throughout your life. When those promises are just out of reach, just over the horizon, and you know they are there, you know they are there for the future generations ahead of you. You know that your call is leading you into that, laying the foundation for those generations. And by faith, you continue. By faith, Mother Teresa left her home, her family, to never see them again, to venture out into the world to live among the poor, the brokenhearted, the sick, the scorned. By faith, she built a foundation in the knowledge of God's promises for prosperity even in the midst of poverty. By faith, she built her foundation upon the knowledge that God loves the least of these. By faith, she went out on a mission. And of course, you know most of the rest of that story. She was not comfortable where she was, but she had a strong foundation. She did not remain where it would be easy. She learned about God and about the beauty of the gospel in a convent, but she left the security, the safety, the guaranteed bed to go out into the streets. By faith, she went into the unseen, knowing that God was there. And by faith, God provided for her as she reached out her hands to those who were in need. By faith, Martin Luther King Jr. knew that the gospel that he read was a gospel of love for all of mankind and womankind. By faith, he built a foundation in God, knowing that in God's sight all are equal. Knowing that in God's sight all are loved. Knowing that in God's sight all should be treated as beautiful creations of God. And in that foundation, of course, you know he had a dream. And by faith, did he stay where he was and just simply find a church and preach? No. By faith, he embarked. He embarked out into the country, knowing that it was unsafe, knowing that he could possibly lose his life and did lose his life, but knowing that he had a call upon his life by God to live out that faith. Who are the stories of faith that you put into Hebrews chapter 11? We all have them in our lives. Parents, grandparents, wonderful people from the church that we grew up in. Ground yourself in the foundations of those very people who grounded themselves in their foundations of God as well. But don't forget that they feed into one another, the foundations and the moving forward. Don't forget that both dimensions are vastly important in faith. For faith is the assurance of things hoped for, yes, and the conviction of things not seen, yes. Hold fast to the promises of God. and move forward into the future, which is God's promise by faith. Amen and amen.